escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's not working.
No, I'm not. At the end of the day, I'm not worried. I just think it's funny, though.
Well, I'm not worried about the division. As I said, it was over yesterday. I am annoyed, though, that the Mets won and looked the way they did last night.
Picking yesterday to declare the division over was a wild move by you.
It was.
I mean,
yeah,
no, it was. Seven up with seven games left against the Mets and a month and a half.
Well, let me walk you through my thinking. I was thinking it was over, but if they had won last night, they're up eight. What I mean?
I know.
I felt like I had to, otherwise it would have been cowardly to do it if they had swept this series.
He said he felt like he had
to. I had to.
He felt pressure.
I felt compelled.
Well, you did not have to.
Well, no, I didn't have to.
I mean, nobody forced you to do anything.
He felt pressure.
Yeah, I felt like I needed to. Okay, and now listen.
Do look at you as the voice of reason.
Well, this gives people an out because I've already had about 20 DMs on different places saying this is your fault, you're a jinx. So blame me, that's all. I could take the heat off the Phillies. It's my fault that they sucked last night.
Jinxes aren't real.
They really suck.
Everybody.
I know jinxes
aren't
real.
Look, the Phillies getting their ass kicked is purely their fault.
But if you want to blame me, I'm fine with that. All right, here's who we haven't blamed much this year, and really much at all in the last couple of years. Christopher Sanchez is an outstanding pitcher. He's the Phillies' number one pitcher right now with Zach Wheeler out. Not a good night for him last night. Let's hear from Christopher Sanchez talking about the balk, which really kind of set that inning off in the wrong direction.
You know, I slipped in a way that I wasn't able to throw the ball because I could have hurt myself, so I just stopped. And I think it threw me off my rhythm a little bit. I think it was, for the whole season, this was my worst outing when it comes to the changeup, and, you know, we could all see that.
Well, he's right. I mean, Hugh, I thought the Mets last night, they had a plan against him I haven't seen many teams have, which is his changeup is so good usually that teams don't want to have to face it when he's up in the count. Mm-hmm. They were just swinging at the first pitch. When he threw a fastball, they were on it and they were attacking it, not really letting him get to the changeup, which then he kind of went away from because he didn't have a good feel for it. Let's hear from Bryce Harper last night, who thinks that maybe the Mets had something on Sanchez last night.
Charlie Sanchez's worst outing of the year. What's your confidence in his ability to bounce back from it?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, that's going to happen. Obviously, they put some good swings on him tonight, and, you know, might have been tipping a little bit. You know, we'll see.
What makes you think that?
I mean, the Mets are so good at it. You know, I think they're one of the best teams in the game. You know, really getting guys and getting tips. So just try to see what we can do with him.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of it? So Bryce laid it out pretty clearly. He thinks that maybe Sanchez was tipping and the Mets are good at picking up signals. Like maybe they saw whatever he was doing and they knew what pitches were coming. I appreciate that the Phillies try to find if someone has something on them. We went through the whole Luzardo thing earlier this season. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think they're a little paranoid about it. Especially against the Mets.
This is what it feels like to me. That the Mets are in their heads and they look for any little excuse instead of going out there and handling your business.
Yep.
This is the first that I've heard that they were concerned about. Like early in the season they were talking about.
Well,
that.
Luzardo specifically early this season.
Early in the season. So to go into this series with that much confidence, so much confidence that you got the rivalry starter pack and all this other stuff and you're touting how good you are and how everything's coming together. it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me that going into that game, you're worried about parabolic mics, you're worried about tipping pitches instead of going out there and taking care of your business. It's stuff like that that gets you beat the way that you got beat last night.
Yeah.
You know, and just getting out. Like that team last night, Joe, for the way that they've been playing, was out of character. And that was because, specifically, the Mets have your number. Yeah, and they know it.
You would have never known, if you had just watched those two teams last night and not watched the last few weeks, you wouldn't have known the Phillies are playing well. The Phillies are playing with confidence. They're playing better defense. And you wouldn't have known the Mets have been garbage for 2 months. I mean, again, the Mets were 5 games up on the Phillies on June 10th. And they walked in the last night 7 games behind the Phillies, which means over a 10-week span, the Phillies were 12 games better. You wouldn't have known it watching that game last night. 215-592-9494. I mean, ultimately, I'm not worried about Sanchez. He's allowed to have a bad night. He's had a Cy Young caliber season. But, yeah, I don't love that the Phillies are always talking about tipping pitches. Like, just calm down.
Yeah, and like in the short, I mean, I'm not worried about Sanchez long term either. But in the short term for tonight, we have like the king of tipping pitches
I know.
On the mound.
It's Lizardo.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, it suddenly feels like a big game. I mean, like tomorrow's Taiwan, and I know Taiwan has been better and been serviceable this year. I would rather not go into tomorrow facing a sweep with Taiwan Walker on the mound. Yeah, let's avoid that.
They need – I'm okay with losing the series.
Yeah, just
if they
one.
Come out of this up 6 games, I feel great.
Well, because at this point, you're also chopping off days and games against each other off the calendar. So, yeah, if we could split the next two and get out of there up 6, with only 4 left head-to-head – I still feel really good. 215-592-9494. All right. A couple things. We noticed some of the YouTube audience is growing here as everyone anticipates what's coming up at 11:30 today live on the YouTube stream. And we'll commentate on it as it happens. Over at Glenn Mills School, it's going to be the camera and it's going to be Fritz. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll roll through all our thoughts on this, some over-unders predictions. So we see you. We hear you. We will talk about it. We'll bring it to you coming up at 11:30. Your phone calls on the Phils. What's annoying the most after last night? And your chance to be in the Fantasy League. We have one spot left. Live draft September 3rd at McGurk's in Royersford. Make your pitch for you to be in the league. Or if you just want to make a pitch for Aaron in San Diego not to be in the league, that counts too. We're really looking for a reason to keep Aaron out. We need your help. Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
I'm really annoyed today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not annoyed at how the Phillies played per se, because sometimes you just have to take an ass whooping. So I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is the pandering chief. Dude, as soon as I saw those orange gloves and those cleats, I was like, oh, man, this is not going to go well. I just had that bad feeling, like, he's going to regret this. He might not regret it because maybe he doesn't really care. But I need you to be Bryce Harper. I need you to be the adult Major League Baseball player in the room and lead this team to a World Series, not to the fashion World Series of baseball.
Yeah, let's keep, we'll use a Jalen phrase that Hugh likes to use. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. And last night, the main thing was trying to beat the Mets and win a game. And the fact that the main thing has become Bryce Harper's outfit last night, which usually we can all have fun with, like the Fanatic stuff. Like, that's great because it's Philly stuff and he has fun with it. And I don't care. I mean, it's more for kids. But Jeff, I heard it last night on the radio. And then I got home and I was like, what? Why is he wearing Mets stuff?
I know. I couldn't believe it. And Boehm being whatever he saw with that microphone that was out there, like, dude, it was there when you batted in the first inning. And it's probably been there all year. So just man up and don't pay attention to it. The other two things I'm annoyed at, well, one specifically, doesn't it seem like Chuck always pops up when there's adversity with our teams? We haven't heard much from him. And then all of a sudden here he is doing the old I told you so speech. Kind of annoyed at that. I like Chuck. I don't need
you're saying he's fair weather or bad weather friend or whatever? He come around when it gets hard?
Yeah, he's a fair weather friend, man. He's not a foxhole guy as far as I'm
concerned. Wow, it's a big accusation.
It is. And as far as Aaron from San Diego goes, I can't speak on him because I turn the volume down as soon as I hear his voice. So if I were you guys, I would not put him in that league because it's just going to be maddening all year long to deal with that dude.
Well, Jeff, it's a very fair point, and Jeff, appreciate the phone call as always. So a couple things I'm thinking about as we work through and we workshop the Aaron and San Diego decision, and this is a big decision. I mean, this is not light. Like the guy bought a plane ticket, and we have to let him down.
Yeah, I don't care about his plane ticket.
Well, it's going to be awkward when he shows up and we say you don't have a spot. So we have to
not
work.
For me.
Well, well, here's the thing. Do you think he's actually going to leave, or is he?
Oh, he's no.
So here's my thinking. We almost are now forced to hang out with him anyway. It's a matter of if he's in the league. Well, security.
How are
we going to get him? How are we going to get him out?
Our YouTube guy.
Yeah, that'll work. All right, let's talk to Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, Frank. What's up?
So I just want to say real quick about the colors thing. What is Bryce's nickname?
The Showman?
The Panda in Chief.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those.
No, it's not the Panda in Chief. His nickname is the Showman. And all I'm saying is I understand what he was trying to do. And if they had won the
game, Frank, wait a minute, stop, Frank. I got to stop you. Frank, listen, Frank.
Let me get my
because you know, because no, Frank, did you go to college? That's the first thing I want
to
ask you. Did you
go to college?
What school did you go to?
I would not wear my Cheney colors.
You went to Cheney and you're going to go.
No, I went to Lincoln.
Okay, so what are you trying to defend this for? Like,
I'm
seriously.
Not defending the choice. I'm saying I understand what he did. If we won, this would be a moot point. Nobody would be talking about this. We got drugged last night 13-3. That's why it's a big deal. If we won the game, nobody would be talking about the colors. Let's not harp on the colors. The entire team played like trash last night. This is just something else to dig on. I understand that it's like, why'd you wear the rival colors? I get it. He was trying to show the team up. He's going to make everybody like, yeah, we're better than you. But he forgot. The other side of a rivalry is the other team also doesn't like you. So, like, they're going to fight harder. So you have to be on your A game. Going 1-for-4 with one run doesn't justify wearing the cleats. But I understand why he did it. He was trying to spice up the rivalry. I get it. It was not a good decision because we lost. But if we had won, this would be a moot point. I'm not going to harp on that. What I will harp on is Alec Bohm should have been traded like 2 years ago. Because you're going to tell me that now – At the end of August, and like your third time playing, like third or fourth season playing at Citi Field, now the parabolic mic is a problem. All right, dude, you got to go. Like I don't take that as an excuse. That's a terrible excuse. I played bad is fine, but I don't want to get into that. I want to say, Joe, you saying that we won a division or we had a division yesterday,
locked up, yep, locked up,
yep, and you jinxed this. And I guarantee, and the only thing that came to mind when you said that yesterday was 2007 when we were behind in the division to the Mets by like 8 games with like 25.
Yeah,
games
I think
ago.
It was. I think it was 7 with 17. I remember it, Frank. So if they blow this is my fault. I take the blame.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, 100% your fault. Now I'm going to redeem myself by simply saying I don't think Aaron from San Diego should be in the fantasy league simply because why do you have to deal with a 3-hour delay anytime you guys want to have a meeting for the team? Like, there's more to it than that. Like, yeah, I'm glad he bought a ticket. I'm glad he invited himself out to the team. I'm glad he rented a car. I'm glad he's going to show up to support the afternoon show. But what it sounds like to me, or I'm sorry, the midday show, what it sounds like to me is he's trying to be a part of the show and not just a part of the league. If I was offered the spot, I don't want a spot on the midday show. I don't need my name in lights. I don't want anything like that. I'm just here to play fantasy football. Maybe win, maybe come in a happy third place where I was consistent across the entire league, a good draft, solid waiver wire, a couple good trades. I didn't win, but I made a good reason to be here next year, and I'm local. Like, if you need to have an emergency draft meeting, I can be there within an hour. If you have to have some sort of random commissioner's meeting, I'm there.
Yeah, but I like Frank.
I like Frank too.
Your pitch is under consideration.
But you can't justify winning another team.
Well, I didn't like that, and I don't like that I'm being blamed if this collapses.
It is.
But we asked for his pitch. Does that have to do with what he thinks about us?
And he
gave a good anti-Aaron pitch.
Shout out to a very good anti-Aaron pitch.
Yeah. Now, and it wasn't even personal, just facts.
No, he did. He did a good job.
I probably prefer it to get a little more personal. but I mean, he did bring up something that I kind of forgot about. Do we really want a guy in the league who watches the first slate of NFL games at 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. I don't. I mean, personally, I don't want Aaron in. I'm looking for someone to put in over him. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, takeaways from the Phillies, and we got a race coming up. Joe versus Jack at 11:30. We'll talk about that and replay you a disaster that happened on this station last time a similar event took place. All coming up, Joe versus Jack live. Next segment, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hugh, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Oh, it's about to go down.
No, it's about to go down. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live on YouTube and, of course, right here on WIP. All right, coming up. In just about 8 minutes or so, we have Joe versus Jack live at Glen Mills School. Now, this is game number four, matchup number four, whatever you call it. We know it is to camera two and Jack one. So it's a 400-yard or 400-meter, excuse me. It's 400-meter. That's what they're running. One time around the track, the classic 400-meter race. All right, so let's kind of lay out here what we have coming up here, how people can participate and watch. So if you hop on YouTube right now, you can watch this, all right? So when they get started, it'll be on YouTube. I'm not sure if it's split screen or full screen. We'll see. Whatever they could pull off, they're going to pull off, but we'll be here doing it.
Yeah, forget about us.
Yeah, forget about us. You can hear us. We'll just talk over it. Anyway, it is 2-1 to camera, which means let's put the stakes out there right now. Hugh, a victory by Joe to camera today, and this thing is a wrap. Now,
kiss the baby.
Most of us believed over the past couple weeks that Jack would win running. Do you still believe, as we enter game number four today, pivotal game four, that Jack will come out victorious today?
Yeah, I do, but we had a little side bet in the office today. I think it's going to take him over 3 minutes to get around.
There's no shot it takes 3 minutes to get
around. I think, over two. I think it's going to the over 2.5.
I will set the over-under at 2 minutes. And I will take the under. They're both going to be finished running the 400 meter in less than 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time to get around the track once. Again, I'm assuming they're going to sprint, right? This is a sprint. This is not a jog. They're each trying to win, and they're sprinting against each other. I'm assuming on a full sprint, it should not take them more than 2 minutes.
You're giving them way too much credit.
Oh,
I think, is that the line you're setting, 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Over by not even a question. I'm hammering the over.
No, this is an under. Wait, you think both come over?
Yeah.
No, this someone's has some. No. If this goes over 2 minutes, it's the saddest 400 I've ever seen.
You expect it not to be sad?
Well, I thought the tennis match was at least competitive. It didn't.
It was not competitive. I mean, Joe kicked his ass.
They at least looked like they were playing tennis. Joe kicked his ass. But if you're a grown man, you take more than 2 minutes to run the 400. That's bad.
I do worry about dad weight a little bit from Jack.
Yeah, and Jack was off yesterday, coming home from a weekend at the shore. So
what happened?
He was at the shore this weekend.
Jack was off?
Jack was off, yeah.
Okay.
Joe was in here this morning talking about eating hard-boiled eggs and
good
granola
locked
bars.
In. Yep.
Apples. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think either. I think, first of all, this is
Say it with your chest.
I mean, it's a joke.
I mean, it's been that from the gate.
Yeah, I mean, the competition has been pretty pathetic by both of them. A pathetic display by two guys who are pumping up their athleticism.
Did you expect a lot? I didn't.
I didn't.
This is about what I expected.
Now, I will say, I was team to camera beforehand, even more so now. The camera gave me his book, a copy for free. We all got copies
personalized.
Did not get one from Jack.
By the way, the best of Philly sports, amazing moments and stories in Philadelphia sports history by Joe DeCamera. So
all the more reason to root for DeCamera. But they're going over too. I mean, if DeCamera is far behind Jack, Jack's going to take his foot off the gas a little bit.
All right, so I have run with Jack before. A few years ago, a couple things. Didn't Jack do the mile here right in the city? Right in Center City, Jack did the mile on the afternoon show.
2 years ago.
I believe he had it completed in 8 minutes. So that in itself means every quarter mile would be 2 minutes. And that's more of a jog or a run than a sprint. Mm-hmm. So if Jack can do an average of two per 400 on a run, he could certainly pick it up a little bit for a sprint. I think Jack will clearly come under 2 minutes. Now, Joe, you might be right. If Joe falls behind, it could take longer than 2 minutes.
Well, if Joe wins, it's over 2 minutes. But if Jack is that far ahead of Joe, I think we're also bumping up against that 2 minutes, because why would he continue to go all out if he's already that far ahead of Joe?
Okay, so here's something else interesting to me. That because it's such a short race, do you think there's much strategy involved in this, Hugh? This is what you would think would be typically a straight sprint, right? It's a 400, it's the longest sprint. I wouldn't think there's much strategy.
Well,
you just run.
It is, but here's the thing. You're going against two guys that aren't used to. Like, Jack's running, but I would be pressed to think that Jack has ran a quarter. Mm. Like, you're a runner, Joe. So you probably have a fast pace when you run. So I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to start out, and adrenaline is going to take them for at least 100 yards, right?
Okay.
And then they're gonna take off, and somebody's going to – wait a minute. I'm trying to find a better way, like, to say what I'm about to say.
With your chest, Hugh.
No, because somebody's gonna, like, you know, shoot their shot, if you will, and then the adrenaline is gonna be gone, and then your actual skills will take over, and that's gonna probably be at 200, and you got 200 more yards to go.
Yeah, you got half the track left.
Yeah, so that's when somebody's gonna die. Like, somebody's probably gonna have start having heart palpitations as soon as they hit that 300 mark.
Well, the last time we did something like this at WIP, Angelo Cataldi. Now, what do you remember, Kyle, what the distance was in this? Was this a 40?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure he was running against a professional.
Okay. Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
Let's go back in the archives here. Here's how it sounded when Angelo Cataldi ran back in the day.
All right, you ready? Ready, set, go! All right, here they come, Angelo. Oh, she's easily beating Angelo. Ah! Oh, my God, Angelo stumbled and fell. He really hurt himself. He really, really hurt himself. I'm not kidding. I think we need Matt. No, I'm.
Who won?
He stumbled and fell hard.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. He blew his hamstring out.
He blew a hammy.
I'm not kidding. Now he's in bad pain. They're getting the doctor.
No, please.
We have problems here, folks.
Did he pull a hammy?
He's literally shrieking in pain.
He pulled a hammy. I told him, you got to stretch. You got to stretch.
She beat him in a jog.
So that obviously was Angelo pulling his hamstrings.
Both
hamstrings.
Both hamstrings.
Which I believe Carson Wentz once sprained both ankles when he was with the Colts in one game. But that's got to be really tough to blow out both hamstrings.
Yeah, now, that's a non-athletic individual.
Yeah, well,
and don't be surprised, because I don't think they've been practicing. Like, pride is going to play a huge factor in that first 100, right? So it's going to be one of those things where somebody could get hurt.
Someone likely will. So let's go this. So I set the over-under on the race at 2 minutes. I think they will both come in under 2 minutes. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be 101, but I think it'll be somewhere in the 140 range that they both finished 150. Let's set the over-under at half a serious injury. Do we get more than a half a serious injury like Angelo's pulling both of his hamstrings? Is someone walking out hurt today?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be actually shocked if no one does.
I'm going to probably say it's going to be Jack. because Jack's prize on the line. Yeah.
Wow.
Jack might win. I think Jack's going to win.
You don't think Joe gets hurt? I mean, Joe has had many issues.
Joe getting hurt is par for the course. Yeah. But I think Jack's probably going to get hurt.
Okay.
This quarter is not going to be a joke. I don't think it's going to be a joke, man. I think somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be surprising if no one got hurt here and they both walked out of this thing, the way they walk in it. All right, so let's get to some final predictions. Whenever they start, it should be carried on YouTube. Again, we're here, so we can't control it, but we're told it will be on YouTube. And if you're logged in, you can watch along with us, and we'll tell you what happens as it happens as they're at Glenn Mills School. But we need final predictions here for this one. Hugh Douglas, who wins, DeCamera or Fritz today?
I got my money on Fritz, but he's gonna pull a hammy. It's gonna be a bad pull too.
I have Jack. I think Jack just pulls ahead and
pulls a hammy.
And I think Joe, 3/4 of the way through, realizes he needs to save his body for basketball and stops before it gets too bad.
That's what I mean. And then if Jack sees that he's that far behind,
he jogs the rest of the way.
Yeah,
and they come in over two.
And they go in over two.
Again, too slow. I mean, I think the average grown man should be able to run the 400 in like 120, like that, without even being a runner, 130. I mean, it shouldn't be hard to keep this thing under 2 minutes. All right, we will carry it live on YouTube as it happens. We'll take some calls here as we wait for them to start this thing over at Glenn Mills School. William in Jenkintown is up. Hey, William.
William.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How are y'all doing?
William, how we doing, buddy?
Just disappointed. Disappointed in a lot of things this morning right now. Mm-hmm. First off, disappointed with our Phillies, obviously. And then Mr. Lamont Douglas.
I haven't been caught. I only get caught that at home. Mm-hmm. What's up?
What on earth were you doing on Friday night? I was down at the shore, buzzed after being on the boat all day. I step off the boat, and I see you sitting there with a werewolf, and I had to show my phone to 4 different people to make sure I wasn't too drunk.
I went to a furry convention, man. It was a furry, and I had fun. It was different. It was different. The people there were friendly. That was probably one of the friendly places I've been, man. And I had a ball. The ball was had.
Well, as long as you had fun, that's good. Just not what I was expecting out of you. I mean, not many NFL defensive tackles go to furry conventions, I wouldn't say.
I have to imagine he was probably one of the only ones there. All right,
defensive,
so William, defensive end. He was close. I'm going to put you back on hold, William. William, we'll get back to you. I do see on the YouTube feed right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it,
they
too.
They are ready to roll. So it looks like they are shaking hands. I see it.
Somebody pulled a hammy.
They're shaking hands. They are on the starting line right now, and they are off. Guys. Looked like I saw a little false start there, but they are off, and Jack is dusting Joe right now as they go around the first turn. Guys, I can't even see Jack in the same screen. They can't keep these two on the same screen.
Camera work is a little pathetic.
Not great, I have to admit. Unless Jack falls over here, this is going to be a rout, similar to baseball. I mean, again, I'm watching this with the rest of you. I can't even see Joe DeCamera in the screen. I'm not sure if he's even there anymore. Jack is running away with this, Hugh.
Yeah, he is. It's okay. So it's one of the shorter tracks. So it's like, what, 4 laps?
Oh, I they're indoors. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was assuming that it was a regular track. So yeah,
it might
a couple
be
laps.
Might be 2 times. I don't know exactly how far it is around.
They're both in just cruise control right now.
Well, yeah, Jack definitely is because the race is over. When he took off, he got such a big lead, he doesn't have to work that hard.
Well, Kyle, I think you're going to be right about at least someone coming in under two or over two. Jack's going to be under two. He's running at a pace that he's going to be under 2 minutes. Again, is Joe still on the track? Jack keeps going around. I don't see the camera anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, Jack is running as though Joe is not even running anymore.
Oh, wow, the pan back. Oh, yeah, Joe, he cooked.
That is it. Jack is the winner. He even turned around at the end to taunt to camera as he went by. We have ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, a 2-2 game as Jack Fritz destroys Joe DeCamera.
Jack.
That wasn't a very inspiring athletic performance by either.
It was not. I will say this.
Well, Jack got out. He did take off. It looked like they were about to stumble a little bit, but Jack took off, and he got the lead. And then he could be on cruise control. You know, I was surprised he was able to do that.
You know what it makes you feel? You watch this and you say, how are we in a 2-2 game? I mean, just athletically, Jack should be destroying Joe. How is this even close, Hugh? How are we going to game five with these two individuals?
It was the takeoff was a little pathetic.
It looked like there was a false start on someone. I'm not sure if
looked like Jack jumped out. Looked like he jumped out a little
bit. Are you questioning if there should be a disqualification?
Are we really going to disqualify? Do we really think they'll be able to do that again?
Have you ever metroed a camera? If Jack false started, we may have a recount on this entire thing.
Well, he did false start, so there's that.
Okay.
But does it really make a difference? Because he damn near lapped him.
At one point, I think he did lap him. Again, I couldn't find Joe on the camera work.
No, I like whoever's filmed it. The slow pan back.
I gotta find Joe. Where is he?
Jack crossed the fence.
Can we get him in the wide shot here?
The slow pan back, man, was crazy.
That was incredible. All right, when we get the final tally on the times, we will tell you.
These comments are mean.
Stay out of the YouTube comments, Hugh. We've talked about this.
We've already had an incident before.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, just when they're done ripping to Cameron Frith, though, so they'll get back to ripping us. So get out.
A lot of newcomers here for our purposes, though.
Yep. No, we appreciate you being in there. All right, 215-592-9494. William in Jenkintown was talking about the Furries and, of course, the Phillies. What's up, William?
Not much. And then I want to end on this with Aaron in San Diego. Mm-hmm. When I was about 6 years old, my dad sat me down, Aaron. He told me there's one thing in life you need to learn. It's that when you're 6 years old, you don't invite yourself. If you invite yourself, you come off as a little entitled brat. And then when I was 10 years old, my dad sat me down again. He said, you know, if you think you're the funniest person and no one else thinks you're funny, you're probably not a funny person. Then at 16, he told me, when people tell you that they don't want to hear from you, leave them alone. That's harassment. No one likes you. Leave them alone. Then when I turned 18, my dad said, you're going to go off to college, get an education, and then you're going to go get a job. Clearly, Aaron, you did none of this. You call a radio show all day. You harass them all the time. You're a little loser that invites himself everywhere. You obviously have no friends, and you're not a funny individual. Stay in California. We do not want you here.
Wow, that's pretty strong, William. All right, we'll get you in the mix of the fantasy. That was a strong anti-Aaron take. He invoked the we don't want you, as in the entire region doesn't want Aaron in San Diego here. He invoked his dad, giving him lessons in life. And he's not wrong. I mean, Aaron has invited himself. We didn't invite him in the league.
Well, he feels like he's a part of the show.
And I appreciate that as a listener. And
he feels like, because I think that most people feel like they're a part of the show.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Are you becoming empathetic to Aaron in San Diego?
Of course he is.
I noticed this.
All the guy had to do was show him a picture of his hot wife, and Hugh's all aboard.
Yeah. This should be your time to pile on Aaron in San Diego. I think it's because he's saying happy birthday to you on the air yesterday.
It definitely wasn't that.
Okay.
I'm all inclusive. Hung out with the Furries, and I believe that everybody needs to, you know, have a voice. Everybody needs to be able to be seen and be heard at times. So I'm cool with Aaron. Aaron, all right with me. Y'all the ones that don't like him. Y'all don't like him. I mean, he's a little annoying.
He's very annoying.
He's a little annoying.
Aaron is definitely a great listener, and we appreciate him listening to the show. But there is a difference between being a listener and inviting yourself to McGurk's in Roersford.
I mean, that's a lot.
From San Diego. And then assuming you're in the fantasy league when no one actually invited you in. I mean, that's what we're trying to get to today.
You shoehorning yourself into the situation.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what he's done. If you just tuned in, you missed it, and it was quick, and it was ugly. Jack Fritz takes down DeCamera in a rout. We're waiting for the final tally. I haven't seen the final tally on the time of the race, but that one was not close. In fact, at one point, as we watched together on YouTube, I was trying to see if the camera was still in the camera shot.
No, he wasn't.
He was not. And, Hugh, would you say Jack was running super fast?
No, he wasn't.
He was running well.
He got out.
Yeah.
He got a comfortable lead, and then he went on cruise control.
And it wasn't hard to do that.
No, it wasn't, because it was after the race was over when it started.
Yeah, and then at the end, both of them really their minds are clearly on game five. Jack was running backwards, almost taunting DeCamera, and DeCamera was doing like fake basketball shots as if that's really the event that will decide this. So we go to game five in DeCamera versus Fritz. What do you got? You got a comment?
We told you
to stay out of the YouTube comments.
I'm looking at them because they're coming in fast and heavy. But somebody said Joe pregnant. Somebody asked the question, was Joe pregnant? Well, some of these comments are super mean.
They are super mean.
You think the ones I read at the end of the show are mean? Those are filtered down.
I am not going. Yeah. I'm
X not, out, Hugh. Get out. Get out while you still can. All right. Back to your phone calls coming up. Plus, it is the end of an era here on the Midday Show. We'll say goodbye to a dream we had for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Your pitch to keep Aaron out and you win the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. And what are you most annoyed about with the Phillies? And your reaction to Jack taking down the camera and running in a route at Glenn Mills School. That's all next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can you shed more light on that, on what was communicated last year? It sounds like they wanted to say, hey, next year we'll give you a market deal, and then the market changed.
Right. It wasn't even to that point, and credit to a well-run organization like the Bengals. There were nothing in stone, right? And they have the ability to say they've done right by me. And that's okay with my family. If that's the way it goes, so be it.
It's a sad day on the Midday Show. As we say goodbye, I mean, to that drop, really, more than anything else. But
here's
certainly,
a tray. Excuse me.
We'll find other uses for it. There's a lot of trays out there. We
have one on the Phillies, that's yeah. Right. Unfortunately, though, the dream of Trey Hendrickson on the Eagles ended yesterday, at least for now. I mean, he'll be a free agent after the season. But for this season, as yesterday, there was a lot of thought that maybe they would trade him because they couldn't come to a contract. But after the show yesterday, Hugh, the Bengals did what I suggested the Eagles could do, is if they acquired him, instead of giving him a long-term deal, just kind of bump that salary up for 1 year, make him feel like one of the highest-paid pass rushers in the NFL. That's exactly what the Bengals did. So no long-term deal, But Trey Hendrickson going to stay in Cincinnati for this season. They add $14 million to his contract for this year.
Yeah, because I think he kind of knew that he wasn't going to get a new deal. He wasn't going to go somewhere else and get a new deal. So you just try to get as much money as you can and try to make the best of it. Have a good season this year, and who knows what could potentially happen.
Deep down, are you happy we didn't acquire Trey Hendrickson?
It's not so much I'm happy. It's just that economically it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but forget that. I mean, we would have played the drop every day.
I mean, oh, no, I wasn't worried about that.
Cheers. I like Trey.
I mean, you're going to play it regardless.
I know.
I'm going to catch heat regardless, you know. So it's just one of those things that you just, at this point, you just kind of just live with.
You know? I am disappointed. I wanted Trey. I mean, think about every sack he would every Monday after his sacks. Yeah. We just played that.
I mean, Hugh's gonna slip up like that again. He has before already.
Because it's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last
dude,
year,
dude, I did it again.
You're all right
over
there.
That's a part of me. You know, I'm always mess up some words. I'm gonna say some stuff, but you know what? It is what it is, man.
Mm. Well, I'm
just gonna have fun with it.
Yes. And, you know, but the dream is over though. Trey Hendrickson is staying.
He got paid. He got some money though. He happy about that?
$14 million. Yeah, I wish you got it here, but that wasn't in the cards. All right, 215-592-9494.
What? Yeah, that one right there. That was a bad one too.
Sometimes they sound so like in the moment that I have to look over. Like, wait, is this happening right now or is this a drop?
Yeah, someone be bad too. Someone be real bad.
That's okay. All right, the Phillies. What bothered you the most from last night? And by the way, Jack smoked a camera today in the event. I want to see. Someone's got to give me a time on both of them to see what the actual running time was. But if you watched it or you're listening, it was not close. What was your biggest takeaway from last night? Mets own the Phillies, annoyed with Bryce for the rivalry starter pack or whatever the hell he calls it. The Sanchez outing, Topper. We'll get to Romano, who's a disaster. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, I just want to say something about the Phillies, man. You know, these Phillies, man, with Harper, man, and with the rest of the guys, ain't no excuses for last night. No excuses. You know, everybody trying to make an excuse, oh, this is bad and this would happen. No, Harper, you know, you're Lamont Sanford right now today. You know what I'm saying?
Big
you know what Lamont Sanford stands for? Big dummy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dumb move that you did yesterday, man. And like I keep trying to tell you, the only way we're going to win this World Series is if everybody stays focused, man.
That's right.
Y'all get a couple of wins under y'all belt, and then next thing you know, here y'all go right back in a slump, man. And that's what's going to happen in the playoffs again, especially with these Mets. Now, what the Mets did was they studied the tape. They knew the pitcher they was up against. And guess what? They swung at every ball. And that's what I keep telling y'all to do. Get in that locker room, get in that meeting room, and look at the tape and understand what teams that we have to beat. And everybody want to know, why do I deserve to be on the... Everybody wants to know why I want to be in the fantasy league. Because I am the best caller. I am the hype man of 94.1. Everything I do, I represent Philadelphia. I represent our team. I represent everything that do with Philly. I'm from Philly. And we know what you are. You are fraud, Aaron. That same picture that you said is your hot wife with your hot cousin. And guess what? You're not a Philadelphia. And guess what else? We got a job for you at 94.1. You could be the water boy and the coffee man. Go get that coffee and get that water. Because that's the only job you get in Philly. So if you want this, if you want to be a part of the fantasy league, you got to come to Will from the Northeast that represents everything about Philly. So we're going to keep it going. We got the show hype. Every time I get on, this is what I do. That's what Philly's made of, baby.
Wow. That was strong, Will. That's a hell of a pitch to be in the league.
He came
right,
his
Will.
Wife.
I know he did. Now, I mean, to be fair, that's Hugh's fault. I mean, more than anything else, yeah. But
wait, never mind.
So now, well, I mean, the only question there becomes, if Will is in, and Aaron shows up.
Do they have beef?
Are they fighting? I mean, he just, like, that was...
What's beef?
That was strong.
Well, I also wonder, like, would Aaron be offended if he says, go get me coffee? You're the coffee guy around here. Or give me water. You're the water boy. That was...
What did he say about his wife again?
It wasn't really his wife. It was his cousin. That was the photo he sent you. It was his cousin. And that's what he said.
That is outrageous.
I got to say, that was an incredible combination of making his pitch for why he belongs in the league, but then weaving in also why Aaron doesn't belong in the league. That was...
Yeah, it was very compelling.
I'm writing it down. I mean, Will, that was big time. And that does it make up for Will misspelling Phillies yesterday?
So I haven't heard that one yet either. We're gonna take a listen to that and listen to Aaron singing Happy Birthday. That might be where we make the decision.
Oh, it's head to head. It's a two. Yeah, that was. I gotta give a lot of credit to Will there. That was one of our better ones. I didn't know Will had that in him. I mean, that was really good stuff right there.
I mean, well, I did. I mean, every time you play the music for Will, he rises to the moment.
No, he does. He's great at the hype-up speech, but I didn't know he had like that.
Oh, ripping Aaron.
Yeah, like that was deep down stuff right there. What do you think?
That was a pretty good call.
Yeah, it's mostly your fault that we're
talking about the wife.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, you got to see it with that.
You know immediately what I thought about.
I don't.
Steve Smith in that situation. That he's dealing with. Yeah. I just thought, you know, not saying that, you know, the whole Aaron and all that. It was just the first thought that popped in my head.
But who's Steve Smith in this situation? Will?
Well, I just thought about it. And you know how we was like, you know, when he said, that ain't your wife.
Yeah.
Because that whoever suing Steve Smith, that's not his wife no more.
It's Steve.
He kind of just Clubber Lang Darren.
That was Clubber Lang.
It's Steve
But
something.
Aaron can't be Rocky. I mean, Aaron's not Rocky.
No, that's true, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know who he is, but he's not.
Aaron Spider Rico.
Aaron's closer to Paulie than Rocky, if we're being honest. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the calls coming up. Plus, look, the Phillies. I mean, we got to vent about them. That was a joke last night by the Philadelphia Phillies. What bothered you the most from the game? We'll get to it all. And we will talk about the Romano thing. I don't know how much longer that we could do this. I mean, we should have been done with this months ago. And you'll hear from Bryce again what he said about wearing Mets colors last night during the game. All next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Listen up, it's finally here. Futures Day is happening right now on FanDuel. It's 24 hours of boosts and bonuses and bragging rights on your football season picks. Today only, all customers get an instant bonus on any football futures bet. If you want to do straight up on win totals, bet your favorite team, go for it. If it's your 8-game division winner parlay, do that. If you want to copy my picks, awesome. You can do that too. Whatever your game is, you choose how you want to play it today at FanDuel. Make sure to check back in the app every 3 hours for special flash deals on football futures. So if you think you know what's going to go down this season, today's your day to prove it. Head over to FanDuel to claim your Futures Day promos and lock in your picks. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.